Blog Talk Radio.
Need help? Have questions? Need a laugh? Then look no further than Ask Me LaVice, hosted by the host with the most, Lacey Facey. That's totally going to be her new Twitter handle. Co-hosted by the king of everything everywhere, me, Dakota. And tonight we might have a guest. I'm not for sure if he'll call in or not. But if he does, whatever. He's the host of shows such as The Stash and wrote a hit book called How to Drop the Soap in Prison, Logan.
Yeah.
He's going to hate me for that one, but, you know, he ain't here, so fuck him.
Yeah. Oh, he gets a freebie because he ain't here, but he beat the shit out of him. Anyway.
Anyhow. Next.
Yep.
So it is another Monday, guys, and pretty much this is going to be our Christmas episode for Ask Me LaVice.
It is.
Probably the last one of this year, isn't it?
Darling.
Is this the last one we're doing this year, or are we doing another one before the end of the year?
We can do another one before the end of the year if you want, since my show's normally on Monday, and the holiday seems to be on the weekends this year, so.
I won't be able to this Monday, but we might be able to do one next week. Maybe. Or maybe we should just take a week off and just start fresh at the first of the year, guys.
We could do that.
Come back
yeah,
with some bangers.
That
is that what they call it nowadays? What the kids say nowadays? Bangers. Fire.
No, I think you're about 10 years off.
Oh, yeah. They say fire. That's fire. Like, oh, my God.
You're special.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Special needs.
Anyway.
Right now.
He's the comic relief, everybody. Yeah.
I am totally so.
Yeah.
Hey, I did some research for today's show. I just want to throw that out there, everyone. I got
five
crazily good Christmas facts that I doubt anybody knows. Well, I'm sure people know that I found them online, but you know what I mean. I got five of them I bet you didn't know. How's that?
Yeah. Oh, alrighty. Shoot, let me see.
We're gonna just right off the bat go with it. All right.
Yeah. Well, all right.
My
five
Christmas
facts.
Number one. Santa is 1,751 years old.
Good for his age. And I also want to point out to everybody all these health statistics or whatever. He's a holly jolly, hefty man, and he's that old, and he's fine and happy with life. So it's about
holly jolly son of a bitch.
Yep, it's about quality of life, not quantity, and look how it got him. Anyway, go on.
There you go. Santa has a daughter named Kitty Claus.
Kitty Claus?
He was born in
1892. Does he really, or is that just a Hallmark movie?
No, she was born in... Well, it's from a play back in 1892 that was, like, based off of Santa. They added her in there somewhere.
Oh, okay.
But it's canon. It is canon in the Santa Claus lore now. I'm making it canon. I'm bringing it back.
You're bringing it back. Well, all righty, then.
All right. Number three. Jingle Bells was the first song played in space. On December 16, 1965, NASA's Gemini 6A space flight, went in space and played Jingle Bells, I guess. Or sent a radio into space playing Jingle Bells. I don't know. I didn't ask, but, you know.
Jingle
am I stumping you so far? Have I got you so
beyond.
Far? Was I right so far with the first three? Did you know any of that?
I did not know the first three. Actually, I did know that the kitty thing, because they did do a Hallmark movie later on with that, too. But I didn't realize it was off a play, so I guess 50-50 for that. So, go on.
I'll take it. All right, here's a good one. In Japan, a traditional Christmas dinner is to go to KFC. And this started, let's see here, in 1974, KFC launched its Kentucky for Christmas campaign, which is, there's not a lot of Christians over in Japan, so they came up with the idea for, you know, like, so celebrate Christmas over there, you know, eat some fucking chicken. Whatever. Crispy. Eh. All right, and my last one, and this one's an all right one. Queen Victoria sent the first official Christmas card. The first commercial Christmas card came in 1843 when Sir Henry Cole produced 1,000 and sold them for 1 shilling each. And those are my 5 random Christmas facts. Told you, I did some homework.
Yeah.
They
that
were
was
fire.
Fun.
And bangers.
Who are you saying that?
I will not. They were fire bangers.
Oh, don't say it like that. That's even worse.
A fire banger. I was going to make another joke, but wrong show for this.
Wrong show.
Hey, but hey, we still got two advice questions from last week's episode that we never got around to.
Right, and I promised that answer
All right, let's see here. Which one do you want first? A grandma passing or crush on the dude next door?
Just go ahead with whichever one. I'll say number. Mix them up in your mind, 1 and 2. So.
Okay, it's either 3 or 5. That's what we got left here. 3 or 5.
5.
All right. I have a crush on the dude next door. I watch him in his yard through my window sometimes. Is that weird?
Okay. So.
I guess it's kind of depending on.
At the beginning. It depends. Like, it depends on, like, how often you watch him, yeah, for one.
We got Logan called in, too.
Okay. Should I wait?
What the hell did I
watch him? Hold on 1 second. 1 second. All right, everybody. We got the author of the hit book, How to Drop the Soap in Prison, Logan, on the line now, too, with us. All right. Back to answering your advice question. Called in right in time, right in time.
Powdered soap, homeboy.
Well,
it takes you forever to put it back in the box.
I had 2 questions left over from last week, so I chose between 3 and 5, and this is the question he was just asking me about. So, repeat the question.
I'll reread it. All right, ready? I have a crush on the dude next door. I watch him in his yard through my window sometimes. Is that weird?
Yeah, have you seen that Netflix show, You?
Yeah. That's what I was saying. If you're that bad, then yes. Like, it depends.
Yeah,
on
bro. It's like No. If you're like Joe Goldsmith or Goldstein or whatever his name is, yeah, you're bad.
Yeah. Like, if you're that bad, then we need some help. We need to get you some help.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, just
you're keeping a shoebox full of like
yard,
pieces of things that he touched. Yeah, you're good.
Yeah. Like if it. If you're just, you know, checking him out just because, you know, he's good looking and it's just a random or whatever, that's fine. Like, I mean,
yeah,
that's nasty.
Yeah, but don't watch him through the window. That's called voyeurism, and that's a charge, so.
Yeah. So nobody well,
you know,
the Friends episode where you're watching the naked, the guy next door where he's naked, the ugly naked guy, you know.
Surprises are okay, but if you're setting up for, like, popcorn in a movie, then, like.
What she means by watching him. If she's like every time the dude's outside like checking his mail and she's like running through her window to watch him, then that's creepy. If she's like doing
dishes, he's definitely not
going to
be into the chick
out,
that watches
dude's like, you know, mowing the lawn or something, and she's just like, yo, look at that guy.
Yeah,
I mean,
if you notice them, that's fine. Don't go like hunting them down. That's kind of stalker like.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
But
I guess if
you
just like, oh hey, I noticed the neighbor.
Yeah.
If you notice that they're mowing their yard and you want to check him out while he's mowing his yard, honey, I've done that. That's fine. But, you know, that's okay. But
it
if you're, like, waiting for him,
guess,
like you said, with popcorn and stuff, like you're waiting
for
him to watch,
you're setting up
for
a movie.
That's creepy. Yeah. Like,
yeah. You got the whole routine, like, written down
problems.
In a journal somewhere, we're not with it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So.
He's got, like, a calendar on the refrigerator with, like, all of his dates of what he's doing, everything he's got.
Hey, Logan, you know, the bad thing is these are questions from our fans from Stash, by the way.
Yeah, ask the wrong fucking ones for that one.
Yeah, well. Mm-hmm.
Definitely
be writing this show.
I told you it was going to be a real thing. No. All right, this next, the last question, guys, and this one's going to be kind of a toughie. My grandma just passed, and only advice on, or wants advice on how to get through Christmas without her.
So,
I
completely understand. Like, I can tell you, because it's actually, it hits kind of home for me, because right now my grandmother is on hospice and is passing, and I'm very close with her. I'm one of her caregivers. I'm one of the main people that she visits every day, and one of the last people that she actually remembers. And I'll tell you, it hits home, and also I've lost my father when he was 18. It takes time. And you go at your own speed. You know, don't expect somebody to tell you this is how you're going to feel and that this is how long you're going to feel it and that it's wrong to feel this way or it's wrong to feel that way. You have a right to feel the way that you feel. The easiest way to get through the holidays, usually when you've lost a loved one that you're close with, though, is being around other people that you're close with. So, you know, reminiscing and stuff like that, it makes the holiday go quicker. You know, you can grieve together and move on together because that's the only thing you can really do in life. You're not going to forget the pain. You're not going to forget that person, and it's not, you know, it's never going to be the same. You know, people can say it's going to. It's not. But you learn to move on in life and adapt in different ways to move on without them. The best thing to do during the holidays, especially because, you know, it's all about being together with family. Actually, being with family actually might help you out a whole lot.
Logan, you got anything to add to that, man?
Yeah, man, my mom just died like a year ago. And she died a couple days before my birthday. Thanksgiving was just around the corner, too. So, like, Christmas and Thanksgiving and everything hit kind of crazy. I'm at a point now, personally, where I haven't, like, really gotten over the whole thing. Like, I'm not really that kind of, I don't know. I have a problem letting shit go anyways. So it's like, I hold on to a lot. I think probably in the last year, for, like, probably the past year, I've cried almost every day, you know what I mean? When I think about my mom, I just sit there and I get choked up. And I'm not very emotional usually. I'm pretty,
usually pretty calm, cool, and collected when it comes
to pretty jaded when it comes to emotions, man. Like, I don't have much of a reaction to anything anymore. I've never really been one of the guys that freaks out and, you know, spazzes out and does a bunch of dumb stuff. But I've been having a hard time with this one. Definitely don't isolate like I have. I've isolated myself from everybody.
But, you know, also, your situation's a little different. You talked about your mom and your relationship before on the show.
Well, that's my grandmother.
We won't go into it.
I call her mom.
Oh, okay. So you're talking about your grandmother passing?
Yeah. My mom.
That was your mom because she raised you. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah,
before,
and so.
You know, So,
yeah, it's a lot different. It is in that sense, but my grandma, she passed,
she's
I was
your
in
mom,
prison.
You know. She raised you, So
when my grandma passed, I was in prison. And my grandma, my mom's, the one I'm calling mom now, my grandmother's mom, I guess, so my great-grandmother, when she passed, I was in prison. And I was like, I don't know, 4 months to the gate, 5 months to the gate, and I turned it into like another 4 years. So, I didn't handle that well either.
Hey, I mean, you know, like I said, nobody's going to be able to tell you the right way to grieve. No one's going to be able to tell
you. Well,
you
know, starting a riot and then, like, getting drunk on hooch and then going out there and starting a whole, like, war with people probably isn't the best recommendation.
It probably isn't the best, but...
Bacon, and boobies. Best way to grieve in. Bud, bacon, and boobies.
Yeah, you don't get none of that in the
joint. That's a comic relief of somebody who doesn't...
Yeah, you don't get any. Well, I mean, you can get boobies, but like they're usually attached to like the other plumbing, and you don't really want to mess with those people.
Well, hey, Christmas to me, though, like, I don't know. With me, with Christmas, it's kind of like a weird situation to begin with because, all right, Logan, you know how close I was with my dog Popcorn, right? And this might sound weird, but I had him for since I was, like, 9. So, like, I had him for, like, 18 years. Well, anyways, he passed away literally Christmas Day, like, 2 o'clock that morning,
shit.
Right? And ever since then, like, 6 years ago or so, and ever since then, I've just been, like, F Christmas. I mean, not, like, F Christmas, but, like, yeah, it's just not the, it's, like, eh. And, I mean,
yeah.
It might sound weird to me saying my dog, but, like, it.
No, not at all. Especially when you have, like, people, like, I you remember,
yeah,
I mean, you know me, man. I'm a big animal guy.
Yeah. And,
I mean, there for the longest time, all I had was my dog.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I don't
so Christmas to me is kind of a hit and miss sometimes.
My nephews, but I have dogs, you know. I have well, my dogs are my children. And then, you know, now I have cats, which I say that I love, but secretly I love them, even though they're pains in the asses that unwrap all of my gifts that I wrap every day while I'm not at work. but, you know, I love my animals too, but, you know, that's what I was saying. They're not animals to me. They're family. So it's the
exactly.
way you look at things, your conception of things, you know, everything's different for each person. Someone else, oh, their dog passed away, but they moved on the next day, got another dog, you know. Other people, you know,
right.
they're not that way. It's not just a companion. It becomes a family, you know.
Right.
So
now, with that being said, let me see it from this point of view on something. Logan, having kids now, what makes Christmas different for you with that?
Making sure they're good. Making sure they're fucking... Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry. I yelled at F-bomb. Sorry. Making sure they're... I just realized that. One bong took in, and I'm like, damn, I got to be nice.
No, you got one more, because I got one in the ad later, so...
Oh, yeah.
We're able to
holy cow. Hold on. I might get mauled by a dog right now. Hold on. You better back the hell up, my boy. Get the fuck out of here. Don't
you better back
the
F up, homeboy. Oh, man, he just took my last
bro,
F.
Bro, I'm going to fucking do it. Oh, he decided to run. Oh, crap. That was a big dog. Holy crap. That was like a Great Dane, and I just turned around, and it was just staring at me from right at the corner of my porch. And I seen it. His head went low. His ears came up. And he started growling. I was like, oh, my God. I was just outside poking the fire trying to make sure it was warm.
It's not your dog or no?
No, definitely not mine.
No, okay, just some random-ass dog. Oh, shit.
Random, like, Great Dane-looking thing, and I was like, holy crap. Okay, I'm sorry.
Mad Bear
Tigger
is about to eat your ass, bro.
I pulled out that thing, and I was like, bro, I'll shoot you.
He kept on growing. The dog
I have a funny story. Like, I have a funny story to add to this, okay? So I have a friend who... he's hilarious. He used to drink all the time, and now he's sober. And
time out. I was going to ask this, though. You got a funny story to add to a dog getting shot? I'm curious now.
No, listen. So he works for the United Postal Service now, okay? And so they give him mace, and they tell him, you know, you can mace dogs, you know, or whatever, for your safety, you can mace them. So he has
it.
He's doing his route. And this dog comes up, and it's trying to attack him. Like, it's all, you know, in the window and everything else. Well, he reaches over, grabs his mace, and he maces the dog.
Are you being mean?
Well, his owner comes out and starts coming around the car. It's a woman. And coming around the car and yelling him and sticking her finger in his face and goes to, like she's going to slap him. So he maces her, too. And so he drives away. He drives away. He's like, the best job I've ever had. You know, I'm gonna lose my job because I just maced your dog, and I just maced her. And I'm gonna lose
my job. Did he get in trouble?
He gets back to the office, and he's like, "This is what happened." And he's like, "It's okay. The police are here. They just questioned him. He'll be fine." He's freaking out. He's over here like, "I'm gonna lose my job." And the police are like, "So the dog got up in the car," and he's like, "Yeah." And he's like, "And I made she come around. She was, you know, about to throw hands. So I."
You just fucking hit her with it, dude.
Well, alrighty then. Well, all righty then. Let me shake your hand. We're done. And leave. And he's like,
so he's happy
working.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's a scary
that's
one.
That's an employer I can work for.
Because anytime cops are involved with me, I'm automatically thinking I'm going to jail for sure.
Oh, my God. I got a weird story about – I heard a weird story today that's happening right now in our hometown. Or technically it's sort of your hometown, Lacey. You like a town over. But what, the pig?
No, this one. Go on.
Okay, let me start from the very beginning of this story. Okay, there's been this pig that's been running around, right? And I know the backstory of this. It's where the owner of it got put into a rehab facility because she wasn't doing too good. And her kids couldn't handle this, like a pot-bellied pig or whatever they're called, that she had for a pet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And let it run free. Well, it's been running around free over by the, now Lacey will know this area, on Washington Street, which is kind of like a main street here, right?
Yes,
right,
downtown,
it's kind of like a main street, right, like by the school area and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Well, nobody's made complaint. Like I've seen on Facebook after I'll tell you this part, then I'll tell you what happened. But like nobody, from what I saw on Facebook, nobody was complaining about it. They named him Bacon as a joke, you know, stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
And people just leaving food out to feed him. Like people was leaving food out to feed him. The cops shot and killed him.
What?
No
fucking
joke. No.
Why?
I did hear.
Were they like just that fucking starved to fucking donuts and fucking bacon grease? What the fuck's their problem?
Maybe one person might have complained that there was a pig. Maybe what pig was
one
running
person.
Around? Somebody wanted them to.
And
I don't know.
Fuck,
somebody put a hit on
one of those fucktards. Is like, well, now I get to load the freezer. Fucking.
Yeah.
I mean,
no,
I don't know. If somebody put a hit out on them or what, but.
So they did have one. They did have one complaint, and the way that they complained about it, tied the officer's hands. They had to do it because they said it was running near the school, and that it was running after the children, which nobody else had complained about that. Nobody else had said anything or whatever. But
it was a pot-bellied pig. You didn't like it's gonna.
It was a pot-bellied pig.
It ain't a hog.
However,
if it was a hog, I could see
it
eating them.
It was a hog.
Yeah, like
different.
It's gonna eat them.
Yeah, I mean, you leave it out in the wild long enough, it'll become a hog. But
yeah. And so,
right? But you guys know what I mean, though. This was like one that was domestic. Is that the right term?
Yeah, it was domesticated.
Oh, I know. I know what you mean. Yeah, like, and I know the pig you're talking about. It was super. I've seen it. It wasn't bad. Like,
no, it was a big. It was a little fat.
I bet he's pretty fucking good, though.
Oh my God! They shot him because he was black. Let's get that started. Hashtag Black Pig Life Matters.
I don't know, man. I'm more inclined to believe that they just wanted some fresh chops. You know what I mean?
Hashtag bacon life matters. Hashtag pork truck life matters. Hashtag
oh, yeah. Get the PETA people in on
matters.
This one. Call PETA for this one. Let them know. Oh, yeah. I have a fucking heyday.
But no, I was just like, when I read this, I was just like, what the shit? And I saw where people were posting things on Facebook. Like, what happened to him? I haven't seen him running around my yard in, a day or so. Because I guess this happened, like, a day or so ago. And I want to ride on there. Well, bro, I don't want to hurt y'all's feelings, but he'd be dead. Put a bullet in his head.
he is currently in the frying pan or in the freezer.
Well, okay, here's the funny thing about it, though. It said this was their second time trying to shoot him. So that means
wow.
He got away once.
No, that means that fucking that cop missed a shot on a pig.
Yeah.
What the fuck kind of cops you guys got working around there?
I bet you
Barney fucking
outsmarted them
or
the first time, and they came back in with like guns blazing, like
oh yeah,
fucking 30
Boy,
of them.
ARs.
You know, like a fucking firing squad on his.
they thought they were doing a fucking extraction, dog. They came out in their full SWAT gear. Got to try out those shiny little shields.
They caught him and hung him up, then shot him. They probably did it like that. They're probably like, we'll show you can get away from
him. This is going to be a training exercise today, boys. We're going to go kill this pig. But
we heard
we'll
have
he a little backlash from the community, but we'll have
wrong.
Some fucking food for the barbecue. Yeah. Just tell those cops. You guys got Barney Fife working for
fucking.
You?
That's how you know you live in a small town in the South, guys, that killing pigs makes the
news. I will tell you, and this will be really awkward for me if we turn up and there is pig meat there. But
yeah, for sure, guaranteed. I promise you. Hey, rednecks ain't putting away no free pork. I'm telling you right now.
I got another funny story after this. Hold on.
Wait. County police, they do have where families can come in need almost every day between the hours of 4 and 5. If you're needing meat because you're needing food, they have a truckload of deer meat where you can go, and they can load. You tell them how many people are in your home, and they will load your truck. Okay, so it makes me wonder if there's going to be some bacon in there now. What?
Oh yeah, guaranteed. I always like to grind bacon up inside of my my deer meat, anyways. When I do like deer burgers, because it's so lean, I like to put some like bacon
like
down in there, or like breakfast sausage.
I'm not a deer person. Or
like deer?
Elk. I don't like deer or elk.
Is it like a fucking imagination thing to you, or what's wrong? You don't like killing Bambi?
No, nothing like that. I just don't like the taste. I got no issue
like
shitting them up. I'll walk up and blow it away. That's nuts.
I like deer chili or stuff like that. I enjoy deer like that. Like ground.
Oh yeah, we have a roast on last night. We had buck burgers. That ground up.
I like
that.
Yeah,
we call it buck burgers, bud. And we had buck burgers for a couple nights. I mean, yeah, we eat it all the time. I'll do like a backstrap.
Have you ever
eaten
buffalo? Have you ever had buffalo?
Yes, I have. Buffalo
it
burgers. I have had those.
Good,
I've eaten buffalo steaks too. Those are really lean.
Yes.
But those are also a really easy animal to kill.
I've had snake. I tried armadillo. God.
Is snake is
and,
okay? Is snake tastes like what people say? Because I have a theory.
It tastes like rabbity chicken. Rabbity.
But shouldn't it depend on what the snake?
Like
shouldn't it depend on what the snake's been eating though?
It's like frog legs, bro.
Like if it's eating a lot of like.
I can't stand frog legs.
frog legs is gross.
But my mom likes.
But it's funny watching them hop around on the pan though as they're cooking.
Oh yeah.
So like when you're getting like fried eggs, like fried frog eggs. Wow, frog legs. Holy shit!
Yeah.
I can't speak English.
I'm sure you can fry their eggs too.
Yeah, no, I cook their eggs. But no, like frog legs are fire, man, and crawdads and all that stuff. Like you go down to Arkansas and like down that area, and that stuff's like speciality. You know what I mean? But
yeah,
isn't your uncle from like Louisiana?
Yeah, I got a lot of family down there. Lots of those people, you can't understand what the fuck they're saying.
Like, I remember, like, I couldn't understand a word he was saying, not to be mean, but he had that, like, that hardcore, like, straight-up, like, Louisiana fucking, like, I'm down on the bayou,
I'm down on the
Have you ever watched...
Yeah, home way you make it, boy.
Have you ever watched the frog with your kids?
Frog gigging? Yeah, we go frog gigging.
No. Have you ever watched The Princess and the Frog with your girls? Like the
oh, no. I'm not traumatized. I'm not trying to, like, I don't want to sound really bad when I say this. But with my kids, I'm not trying to have them be, this is going to sound really fucking bad.
You know it's going
to
be bad
have,
when
like,
he says, oh, man, I don't want to sound bad right now.
I don't want to sound bad when I say this.
Disclaimer.
I'm going to
go ahead and throw
like
out a disclaimer already, guys.
Yeah. I don't want my kids to have, like, this I don't want to call it sensitivity because that's not fucking nice. But, like, I want them to be able to process the concept of hunting, gathering, retrieving for food, doing kind of, like, all that kind of stuff. So I avoid
You don't want them to be
movies.
Sad that Bambi's parents got killed
because they got killed.
You want them to be happy
now,
that they were feeding a family.
Now, at the same time, my 3-year-old doesn't sit there and watch me kill animals. But my 4-year-old, she casually walked into the barn while we had two rather large bucks hung up, and I kind of had to start explaining at that time what was going on. But she still ate the meat, and she loves it, and she's cool. And she's like, Dad, are you going to go get another deer? I'm like, hell yeah. So I kind of avoid, like, Bambi and Princess and the Frog because we go frog gigging. And... things like that.
I haven't heard
somebody
say frog gigging in a while.
Yeah, we go frog gigging. We go, like, when, my buddy during the summertime, we always out of the water and crawdads and all that
fun
stuff.
Oh, my God. Okay. Logan, back me up on this. Lacey, remember me telling you about how people would go scorpion hunting out in Arizona? Or out in the desert?
Skip does it all the time.
Yeah.
Okay, tell them how you would do it with a flashlight or a light, right?
Black light. It's like a black light.
Yeah.
It's like a black light, but it's like in flashlight version. You walk out there and you just walk around and you hit it until something glows, and that's a scorpion.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, there you go.
Yeah, no, I'm not stupid. I don't do that shit. But there's people out there that do.
Yeah, there is people that
fuck. Hell no. I don't fuck with critter crawlers and all that stuff, like spiders and snakes. Nope, I'm good.
Oh, and here's another one too, bro. Lacey, you know Mr. Cotton. I was talking to a resident at my work the other day, and we were just talking randomly, and I was telling him about the jumping cactuses out there. He didn't believe me, and I had to look it up and show him that cactuses. Yeah,
what
they'll
it
jump
is
out and
it
get you if you get too close to them.
Yeah, it has extended little fibers to hairs on it that they're like little hairs that reach out. You can't see them hardly at all. But the hooks on these things are actually like barbed. So when you're walking by, the thing jolts a little bit, and it actually fucking reach out and get you. You can walk by it, and you won't even think you're even touching it. The thing will hit you in the back of the leg.
Bro, there used to be one that was at that bus stop when we were kids. My cousin got hit with it so many times, they finally chopped it down.
We used to have a few of them at my house. So every time I'd sneak out the window, my dad put like three of them right there by my window. And
God dang, that was fun.
Yeah, it wasn't fun. I got smart. I started getting a blanket and throwing over them the whole night. Still get you. But yeah, sneaking out of my house was fun because I had three of them right outside of my window.
Lacey, the Lyle wife out there would take you out, like, legitly. The cactuses would just, like, attack you.
Oh, cactuses are nasty. Hey,
she gets attacked by just sitting on a picnic table around here. Just sitting
there
and
really
roll down a hill at her or something.
Gravity is not my friend, does it mean?
We cook.
He
I mean,
doesn't know that story.
Cactus,
does Logan know that story? Logan, do you know the picnic table story?
I don't think I do.
Lacey was sitting on a picnic table and gravity attacked her and made her like,
Wait, that's not how it happened. Okay.
That's how I picture it happening.
Sounds like it happened.
Okay. All right, fine, I'll do it. Okay, so. I went with a friend to the park to eat lunch, a sack lunch. We're just trying to get out of work for a little bit because it was hectic. You know, COVID, being in a nurse home, it's a lot.
Oh, yeah.
So we went and sat there, and she picked this picnic table, and we sat on it. And, you know, it being on a hill, I didn't think much of it. I should have. But I sat on the side where the hill was, and she sat on the other side. Well, we're eating or whatever, and she gets up. Well, when she gets up.
Oh, yeah.
The table slips. And goes down the hill. And I'm going down the hill with this table on top of me, okay? But the whole time, like, her cigarette, she smoked. She had a cigarette pack, and when it did, it popped them up. Well, I reached my hand out, and I caught them, and I didn't even, like, push them. I just caught them, and I carried them down the hill. And the only thing that wasn't squished or anything else was her cigarette. And
hilarious.
I was like, here, friend. And the sad thing is I had just had surgery, like, not long before,
no.
And I just got back to work, and it was over my leg, so the table was landed on that. And so I get back to the nurse home, and literally Dakota's the one that made our sack lunches from the kitchen to go. And, like, he opens the door, and there's twigs sticking out of my hair. And
I'd have a hard time,
like,
not laughing. I'm not
going to
be alone.
He's like, I left you alone for 5 minutes. And I'm like, you know, then we had to get the wound care nurse because apparently, like, I grabbed a root on the way down and literally I scratched my back all the way up. Like, it was.
Oh,
crazy.
That's nothing. Like a couple days either before or after this, she's taking a resident to an appointment, and she's in the parking lot waiting, and just standing like near a parking space, and she gets hit by a car. Like, she's standing there, and a car hits her.
Remind me not to gamble with you.
Yeah, well, literally, though, that time, though, all I heard
her
was,
her nickname,
like,
is Final Destination, so.
Yeah. All I heard was screaming, and, like, it's the mom yelling at the daughter to slow down. And I was getting out of my car.
Bam! That taught her the biggest life lesson.
like, and I turned, I only had time to turn, and, like, my whole side caught the rearview mirror, and it broke the rearview mirror off, and it flips up, and it lands in my hands, and I'm holding it, and I'm in shock, and I'm like, I can't afford this. And the woman's like, are you all right? And I'm like, I can't afford this. And she's like, honey, we hit you. And I'm like, oh, okay, but I can't afford this. Like, so they check me, and they're like, oh, there's no blood, you're good. So I'm like, I'm fine. So I get in the car with my patient, drive her back home to the nursing home, get her unloaded or whatever. And then when I get out of the car, I'm stiff because, you know, I just rode 30 minutes after being hit by a car. And
wow. So
we got me in, and they checked me out, and I am bruised from the side where it hits me all the way around, like from where the rearview mirror hit me. And so I had to be treated for that. But, but you know, the adrenaline kicked in, so.
That's probably, I mean, like I said, don't remind me, never go to, like, the gambling spots ever, like, if you're around or.
Don't ever think that's of it bad. Anywhere when they say it can't happen, because if it can happen, it will. Like,
she's the one that, like, goes missing off the cruise ship because she falls overboard by accident somehow.
And
that's
survive.
Fucking premeditated
I'll be
murder,
like
doctor.
Oh, she's just like, yeah, then she, like, makes it to an island, makes it back, and then, like, something else happens.
Yeah. Have you ever seen A Bronx Tale?
Bronx Tale.
Robert De Niro.
The Little Mouse.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean,
the Little Mouse.
Yeah,
Collision Only. Yeah,
I
don't know if you...
I remember the second one more, though.
There's not a second one. Bronx Tale is a one movie. No, Bronx Tale is...
Am I not thinking of the right thing?
Definitely not.
Okay.
I think they were in... well, they were obviously in the Bronx, and it's about an Italian kid growing up in the neighborhood, and his dad was, like, a bus driver. Well, they had a character in the movie. His name was Eddie Mush.
Oh, shit, I have seen that movie.
Yeah.
Well, he becomes like a gangster,
Eddie Mush.
Right?
And
right.
Anytime Eddie Mush would come around, if they were shooting dice, anytime he'd come around, everything went unlucky. And they would be at the racetracks, and there would be they were betting on ponies. They were winning, and they seen Eddie Mush walk in. Everything they fucking bet on after that loss. That's lazy.
Yeah.
Eddie Mush.
What? Why was I thinking of the Lacey? You were thinking of the same thing I was thinking of because you were naming this character. Isn't that called A Bronx Tale 2 or something? The one with the little mouse and he's like a...
The one that I thought he was talking about at first when I said the name Fifle was like that's Little Mouse that travels and does all the...
Definitely not the same movie.
Hold on, just give me one. You talk among yourselves. Give me 2 seconds here. Let me look this up.
Yeah, no, the one I was talking about is like a De Niro movie. It's kind of a gangster movie. Kid, he grows up. His name is
I know which one you're talking about now. I remember seeing it.
Yeah, but the guy's name was Eddie Mush.
Bus driver,
his actual name was Lee Scat, Lee Syatt. But that was actually the real character. They found it. That's the real, from the neighborhood where the movie was written about. He was actually called Lee Mush because he played himself because they couldn't get anybody to fucking play this unlucky bastard. So they just used him. Fun fact.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm like a big mob movie kind of guy. Like, it's always been my favorite.
Well, listen, Brando was like my first crush ever. So, and like The Godfather. Like, I loved watching.
Yeah, I kind of modeled my life after, I tried doing my life after Scarface, and that didn't end up so well for me. So, it didn't end up as bad as him, obviously, but, yeah, no, I seen that movie when I was like 8, 9, and I fell in love, like, walking around sniffing flour in the bathroom, like, not realizing I was just making pancake batter in my nose. It was great.
Jesus.
See, I can't go after any movie or anything like that because it'll always be the dramatic version of it. You know? And if it's already dramatic, then you know I'm going to be dead. So I don't need.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
No.
Okay. I'm thinking of a movie called An American Tale, and then there's another one called American Tale: Fifle Goes West.
Yes.
Yeah, you're talking about the little mouse character, right? When you're kid movies.
Yeah. At first, I thought that's what you were talking about. When
definitely
you first
not.
Said that, A Bronx Tale, I thought I was like, okay, I think that was the name of that one. That's what I was thinking of. And then when you started, like, you're like, no, and I was like, okay, that's not right. Then you said bus driver and all that shit. I was like, Okay, I have seen that one. At least I think I have. Yeah. Is it the one where the dude, like, he becomes, like, a member of that, like, gang because he becomes, like, he's looking up to, like, the gang member dude and all that shit? Like,
no,
the Italian mom
was,
gang type shit?
He grew up in a neighborhood in Brooklyn, and in Brooklyn, it's controlled. You know, you got blocks basically, and like if you've ever been to the East Coast, you kind of like know what I'm talking about. There'd be like the Italian neighborhoods, the black neighborhoods. You know what I mean? Plaza and Plaza. Everybody kind of stuck to themselves. So like, Little Italy was right there in the middle of Brooklyn, or the Bronx. I'm sorry. And he grew up in this neighborhood where right across the street there was like a little lounge, and a lounge is a place where, like, all the good guys, you know, the good fellas, that's where they would go to, you know, drink, do business, whatever. As a little kid, he witnessed a murder. And this murder was committed by the main dude from that little, you know, clique or whatever. Dog?
Right.
Wow, that scared me. Dog is right behind me. You better back the fuck up, motherfucker.
Not now.
Dude, you come at me, I'm going to kill you, I swear to God. Ugh. Scared the crap out of me. I turn around, that black dog's right behind me again. But yeah, it was a. And then he witnessed a murder. The cops questioned him. He played dumb, won favor from this guy, and kind of grew up under his wing. And it's kind of the.
Okay, that's the movie I'm thinking of.
Yeah. His dad was a bus driver. His dad was played by Robert De Niro, and his dad was trying to just get him to live the square life. And this dude is, you know, showing him basically all the money and power comes right here. And it's a good movie, very educational, and got a good message, but it's what I'm referencing.
All right, guys. We only got a few minutes left with this episode, which is awesome. 45 minutes just went by hella quick. I just want to throw that out there. I'm going to jump into the ads real quick, and then, Lacey, I'll let you take over your show for the last few, because, you know, I just took it over for this.
And then I'm out of here, guys. You guys have a good night, all right?
Thank you for coming on, broski, and Danny Tokes will be back Thursday night this week with me on this show. He's gone. F you, Danny. Go write your other book about prison.
All it matters.
How to take how to take it in the butt in your bunk or whatever your other book's called.
Oh, you can, stop it! You're only saying it that because he's gone.
But anyways, ads of the week, guys, is Jingle Bells. Our president smells. Fuck these prices of eggs. The Gaffmobile lost the pill and America has gone away. A. Tired of how things have become? Then come on down to Food and Guns now. They sell it all from bullets and bread to chips and clips. And that's our ad for the week. I didn't think I could do that. Did I lose Lacey? Is Lacey there? Did she finally just give up on me too? And this is like, I'm hanging up.
No, I'm here. Quit talking over me and you would hear me. No, I'm just kidding. Anyways, that's it.
I'm talking under you. I'm hanging up now. You have to close the show yourself.
I'll stop it.
Bye.
You can't do that. You do the switchboard. Quit.
I can hang up anytime now. As soon as you hang up, the show will close.
Oh, don't do that. Be good.
Remember, always roast the world. Run because the world needs roasting. Bye. Your turn.
You're being mean to me. And it's Christmas. everybody, we just want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy Holidays. Remember, if you need any assistance whatsoever, I know that emotions are high during the holidays. And, you know, I don't want to talk about depressing things during the holidays, but depression, anxiety, suicidal rates, things like that are high during this time of year. And please just know that you matter. You matter to us. You matter to your family. You matter to someone. So if you need anybody, need anything, you know, reach out for help. There's the 1-800 number. There's also, you can reach out on our page, what we have on Facebook. It alerts us there. If you need to talk, we're here for you. But also I want to take this time to talk about New Year's resolutions coming up, you know, thinking about things like that, you know, make realistic resolutions. Don't make unrealistic ones that you can achieve so that you become different. You know, make real ones, like, and actually go for them. I know Dakota's probably got a few that he's made. to work on some things that I know I have, you know. So just remember, you know, that we're here for you if you need us, and that we're hoping that you have a wonderful holiday. Okay, you're ready
could
now.
Said that any could have said that any better myself. Like what she's saying, guys, we hope everybody has a wonderful holiday. I can't say Merry Christmas anymore. Is that like against the rules now?
Huh?
Am I not allowed to say Merry Christmas anymore? It has to be like wonderful holiday,
oh, yeah.
Or can I say Merry Christmas?
No, you can say Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
You know
what?
Fuck it. I got it. No, you know what? Fuck it. Merry Holidays and Happy Christmases and whatnot. And let your chestnuts roast over open fires and all that other good stuff. No, like she's saying, guys, if y'all need help, reach out. There's numbers. There's people to talk to. You can talk to us if you need to.
I'll be posting.
Everybody
on
involved
our
in
page.
The rest of the world has a different type of background in something, so I'm sure we can help you.
Yep.
I mean, we got Lacey, who's straight edge. We got Dakota, who's here. We got Logan, who's been everywhere. So, I mean, we got Shane, who will burn it down. So, we got a pretty cracknut team on it all, guys. Now, all joking aside, though, if you all ever need any help, reach out to us, or we can try to find you guys some help or anything like that. We do hope everybody has a Merry Christmas.
Right.
Tune in this Thursday for an episode of The Stash. We're going to move it to Thursdays this week. Because Wednesday, Dakota has a family thing he has to handle.
Yeah,
that'd be cool. And it's going to be the last episode of this year, so that's going to be fun. And then I guess we're taking a week off, guys. So awesome sauce. Everybody enjoy it, and I hope everybody has a great Christmas and up to the new year. You might hear from us right before the New Year's. We might do an episode before then if you want to, something. But, yeah, I hope everybody has a great New Year's. And don't forget, next year we got a lot of things planned. We got the mystery episode. That's going to be awesome. Or the mystery show. That's going to be awesome. I don't know why I say episode, because there are going to be multiple episodes.
I'm excited. Yeah, we haven't come up with a name yet, but we'll do that on
the top. So we haven't set a date yet for it, but it we do know it's going to be right after the first of the year, guys. I'll look on the calendar in a few and check out something for it. But it's going to be awesome. Shit, I'm out of things to say. You got anything you want to add?
On our page, we'll be adding like the suicidal awareness hotline numbers and all that. So if you need to reach out to somebody and you need somebody or professional, you can. If you don't want to speak to us, at least reach out to them. That information will be on the page. I guess that's it. We enjoy y'all. I hope y'all enjoy us and our craziness.
I do want to take this time to thank your sister for doing such a great job on making those shirts for us. Those are freaking amazing. The rest of the crew don't know yet, but I've seen mine. I got mine. It's awesome. I wear it all the time. And we might look into making some more for merch and put up a site and put them for, you know, like put our merch for sale. So, you know, we got a lot of things planned for this year, guys. We're going to make Roasting the World a brand and we're about to, you know, roast the world, I guess. So
we might actually have some live shows as well. So we're going to enjoy that as well. So we're going to look into that.
Well, technically every show we do is live. Because, you know, we're live on air right now, but I get what you're meaning, like on camera type shit. And if we do that, though, I say we go through YouTube. I think our best bet, we'll talk about this all. This is all behind the scenes talk right here, guys. You guys are in for a treat, and this is all behind the scenes here. and plus, we have been looking into a new platform also a little bit, guys. Because our contract with Blog Talk might be coming up again. So we'll see what they offer us this time, huh?
We'll see.
All right, guys, with all that being said, remember, always roast the world. Why?
Because the world needs roasting. See you next year.
Right. See you guys next year. Actually, I'll see you guys Thursday.
Yeah. Bye, everybody.